Let's pick up Mike in Lakewood, Ohio, and he's got a question about a fungus on his hands. Are you there, Mike?
Yes, Dr. Marshall.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you? You sound good.
Thank you. Very good. So how did you get in this situation?
Well, about 25 years ago, I was playing with my cat, and I got scratched on the finger, and it never seemed to heal right, and now the whole hand is engulfed.
Wow.
And, you know, the skin is very flaky, and in the wintertime it cracks and bleeds.
Okay, and how old a man are you?
I'm 70.
Okay, well, you know, the hands, of course, in Chinese medicine are the outflow of the head, face, and neck. So we always, when we see an issue with the hands, we always suspect something with the sinus or the teeth, or in particular, at your age, we're going to be very suspicious that there may be an issue with the teeth. Is this only on one hand, or did it go to both hands, or what are you up against?
Just one hand, and my feet are all right.
Good deal. Okay. Well, I'd be looking, since it's so isolated, I wouldn't be looking for a structural issue. So what I would do if I were you is try to, number one, make sure there are no dead teeth that you've got to deal with. That's number one. So you may want to have a dentist take a good look at that, or better yet, have a QRA practitioner check, because they have technology that will allow them to pinpoint wherever the imbalance may be coming from. And the beauty of the QRA is that they could actually make every point temporarily strong and then stress tap a tooth and see if the skin of the hand goes off. So you could, you know, maybe even pinpoint this if that's an issue.
Yeah.
I'm sure the cat has created an interference field with the scar, and I'm sure that by Medi body packing that hand, and of course it's now so many years ago, when it's more than about 8-10 years, the body kind of loses track of it. There's a center point in the brain, right at Governor Vessel 20, where all the meridians of the energy system of the body merge. And after about 8-10 years, it loses track of this hand, so then the hand goes even worse. Okay? And so you would have to Medi body pack the hand and the top of your head, which is the crest, where the crest of your ears, if you drew an imaginary line from each ear, the crest of each ear, and you drew an imaginary line up from your nose, the intersection of those is Governor Vessel 20. And you'd need to do a mud pack there and on that hand. And after you did a few of those, if we don't have a tooth issue, you may just see that even after 20 years or so, that body still remembers how to take care of itself. How about that?
Sounds good.
And, you know, I tell you, I've experienced these myself. You know, I had a very stiff neck from playing sports. I did mud packs. A couple days later, my whole neck released.
Oh, no,
and
kidding.
It had been that way for, you know, 25 years or more.
Yeah,
so,
I have kind of a sore neck myself. Of course, I'm a truck driver, and that doesn't help.
That may not help it, but, you know, usually the neck is a compensation for either something going on with the bite or something going on with the low back. And driving that truck, I would be suspicious of the low back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you might want to learn to do some exercises, maybe even get a hang-up where you can hang upside down and increase the pumping of the spinal fluid so that the all the vertebrae can get everything they need.
Yeah.
And that makes a huge difference. I've seen wonders with that, not only with others, but with myself as well. So I think that might be kind of the antidote to truck driving. Thanks so much for your call, Mike.
Thanks, Dr.
You're welcome. Bye now.